Mortgage debentures, now standard security for a bank to take when lending to small businesses, but how many directors understand what they are? Hello, my name's Steve Leverton. I run a consultancy that supports business owners and finance directors on finance-related issues. I'm going to be talking about mortgage debentures in this episode. This might not sound like the most gripping subject, but I know it will be useful to somebody out there who's in discussions with their bank on this subject. I'll add this at the end also, but what I'm about to cover is not a legal opinion. I'm an experienced and practical ex-banker. A commercial lawyer would be needed to explore these issues deeper. I'm covering this subject because I was intrigued recently when the owner of a sizable business got in touch because he said he'd read a blog of mine from 2011 and that it was still the most useful thing he could find on the internet about mortgage debentures. He'd been asked to provide one for a business loan and was told it was standard procedure, but he was the sort who wanted to understand what he was signing, quite rightly. I also, coincidentally, was talking to an accountant last week who said he was concerned about how readily some of his clients sign these legal charges. I hasten to add here that I'm not saying that company directors should not sign these documents. In fact, they're probably not going to get borrowing if they don't. But I feel strongly that they should know what they're signing. So I'm going to be covering this subject in various segments. So, what is a mortgage debenture and what does it mean to provide this security to the bank or any other lender to the business? There was a time that a bank only asked for this type of security from a company with significant assets that was borrowing a sizable amount. It really wasn't considered cost-effective to do this for smaller loans or smaller businesses because the costs of recovering assets if things go wrong was seen as prohibitive. It was also cynically, but perhaps quite rightly viewed, that those assets wouldn't still be there when it came to it. But it is now standard for most loans, and that includes peer-to-peer platform lending. And the increasing tendency for buy-to-let portfolio owners to want to borrow in the name of limited company has raised its profile in that market too. Lenders who are lending across a limited company property portfolio will usually ask for a mortgage debenture, and it could be the first time that a portfolio investor has come across this form of security. So, a debenture is, in simple terms, a written agreement between a lender and a borrower, which is filed at company's house and gives the lender priority over other creditors in the event of the failure of the company. The debenture document provides the lender with two types of legal charge. The first is a fixed charge, which is a charge over a nominated asset of the business. That could be a property, which would be specifically scheduled in the document. But of most interest to a lender is a fixed charge over the company's debtor book. They effectively then own the rights to the company's invoices. This is why companies that take up invoice discounting or factoring packages find that they can run into conflict with their bank, as the invoice discounting lender would always demand such a first charge. And if the bank already has a debenture, they will have to be prepared to give it priority or cancel their debenture. Importantly, it's not always appreciated that the charge enables the bank to take security not just over the assets that the company owns when it takes out the loan, but also any assets it buys in the future. The second form of charge that it provides to the bank is what's called a floating charge over all other assets the companies might own at any time. The floating nature of the charge makes it a form of umbrella security, and the company can operate and trade these assets without the bank's permission, but they will always be caught whilst the company owns them. This might apply, for example, with plant, equipment or vehicles. The company might have a fleet of vans. It can sell them without the bank's permission, but the bank will automatically have a charge over any replacements. And it covers all assets, so it might, for example, include any intellectual property. However, the main reason that banks now take these charges as standard is the other rights that they convey. And key to this is the step-in rights. This is not always well understood, but it is crucial as it gives the bank the legal right to appoint a receiver where they can argue that it's justified, who can enter the company's premises enter the business and take control of it with the aim of disposing of assets to repay the bank debt. And that really is their main responsibility, to recover the bank's debt. At this point, both forms of charges, the fixed charge and the floating charge, are said to have been crystallized, and the receiver becomes what's known technically as a fixed charge receiver. Another aspect of a debenture which is not well understood is that they are considered to cover all monies, not just the specific loan that the business took out. So they secure existing and future loans and also overdrafts. So, if a mortgage debenture gives such powers to a lender, why aren't company directors more aware of what these charges can do and the risks they create? One simple answer to that is that the company is the entity providing the charge, so there is no requirement for a director to take independent legal advice from a solicitor. This would, of course, be insisted upon by the bank if they were giving a personal guarantee to secure the company's debt. The FCA rules effectively treat this as them giving a charge over their personal assets. But this is not the case with a mortgage debenture. The bank doesn't insist that a solicitor is consulted, although they may well suggest it. A director can therefore just sign a legal debenture form with a board resolution and not have it explained to them at all. And of course, they are legal forms which cover every eventuality, and they are not a light bedtime read. The inclination is, if we want the money, we better sign this. Another reason is that they have just become the norm. People have become used to giving them, and if the company needs the loan, then there seems to be little room for negotiation or discussion, so they just sign them. However, there is also an opportunity for directors created by mortgage debentures, and this could come under the Michael Caine heading of not many people know that. Not many directors are aware that they could take out a mortgage debenture on their own company when it owes them money, such as when they've provided a director's loan. A simple example would be where you voted as a director to pay yourself a dividend, but you don't draw those monies out of the company. Effectively, the company owes you that money. It's an interesting concept because it means that if the company is wound up, your loan takes priority over other creditors, including preferential creditors such as HMRC. This assumes, of course, that you have not already given a debenture to another lender. It also follows that if your company is a lender to another company, such as a debtor who is not paying on time, you could, with their agreement, of course, take out a mortgage debenture over that company's assets to give you a priority if they fail, although legal advice obviously would need to be taken by all parties in this situation, not least because merely that other company giving you a debenture could cause them some difficulties. So this is the final section. I think I've covered the key points and hope it's been helpful to somebody out there. A final point, I do need to reiterate that I'm not a lawyer. I'm just an experienced old banker, and none of the above is to be treated as legal advice or opinion. If anyone's in any doubt about the facts or any decision they're taking, they should, of course, seek advice from a commercial lawyer. We, however, deal with the practical issues and help in understanding bank security packages and, where necessary, support directors in negotiations with banks. So please feel free to ask us for help. My name's Steve Leverton. My telephone number is 07814 619 207. My email address is steveleverton@cornmillassociates.co.uk. Thank you for listening.